Let's get to this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Susan is in Mentor, 20 minutes away. Just going to play this round of Trump Tui. How are you, Susan?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room because that's what starts the game.
All right, Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Susan.
Thank you.
All right, she's leaving the room. Producer Steve, you staying in with me, obviously, keeping track of the score. There goes Jen. So we're going to ask you five questions. You know how the game works. You answer those to the best of your ability. Obviously, there's a timer involved. Just make sure you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. That way it'll count. When you're done with the five questions, we will play a quick song and grab Jen and bring her back into the studio for her to answer the same five questions. And if you win, that would be amazing. All right, here we go. Susan, question number one. So the United States Postal Service has unveiled a new 2026 fee. FIFA World Cup Forever Stamp that celebrates the tournament being hosted in the U.S., Canada, and also Mexico. My question to you, Susan, do you care when the Jen and Tim Show covers a story about postage stamps? Yes or no?
I'm going to go with no.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Right, Stevie?
You act like it's like a big thing. It's
it
just
is a big
thing.
Every little stamp story we always have covered. It's this stamp, it's that stamp, it's a stamp, and a stamp, and a stamp. Do you ever use stamps, Stevie?
If I need to.
That's a no.
Not right. Often, but, you know, on occasion.
Jen's going to be so mad about this. Question number two. I don't even think she's done the story yet. We'll see. Anyway, details are finally coming out about the Duffer Brothers' upcoming theatrical movie. So they have set their first Paramount theatrical feature for release November 3rd, 2028, which Stevie and I always want to know how they have an idea for the date. But on top of that, they're outside of the release date, they have no details.
Yeah, it'll be a specific date 3 years away from now.
And you have no details on anything. All right, so the Duffer Brothers are best known for creating which original series on Netflix that ended at the end of last year?
Oh, God. Stranger Things?
There you go. Question number three. Taylor Swift scoring her 15th number one on the Billboard Hot 100 as her Toy Story theme song, I Knew It, I Knew You, debuted at the top of the chart. Now, she had two songs reach number one last year. I need you to name either one of those songs.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, there you go. All right, you got it in on time. Question number four. Singer Jelly Roll has reportedly filed for divorce from his wife. TMZ reports that the singer actually filed papers at a Tennessee courthouse last month. Now, Jelly Roll serves as a judge on the Netflix revival of which iconic talent competition series?
Star Search.
Let's go with question number five. James Barker, a 40-year-old executive producer of Love Island, has passed away after an unexpected medical emergency while the reality show was filming in Fiji. The show will actually honor him later on tonight during tonight's episode. New episodes of Love Island USA can be found exclusively on which streaming platform?
Prime? I'm not sure.
Let's go with that. No, I appreciate your guess. All right. So let's see how you did with those five questions. Now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio. She answers those same five questions next. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Susan and Mentor answered five questions a minute ago. How did Susan do?
Susan got three.
Oh!
Good job, Susan.
Three. Correct today. Very well done. Remember the exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug. That's up for grabs. $50 Apex Skin gift card. That is also up for grabs and getting qualified for the grand prize in Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. All right. Jen's going to answer the same five question. Obviously, there is a timer involved.
Because of the timer.
No.
Thank you, Jen.
No.
We begin with question number one.
You're not welcome. I didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
No. You can't, don't start doing the thing where you push them all.
Oh, I have to get to a comment. I can't do
it
now.
I know what you're talking about. We do need to get to that. We do.
Anyway, the United States Postal Service has unveiled a new 2026 FIFA World Cup Forever stamp.
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about that.
That celebrates the tournament being hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Do you care when the Jen and Tim show covers a story about postage stamps? Yes or no?
Yes. I love my adult stickers.
Susan said no. That is, well, at least I understand where it came from. Sticker collector and now just adult stickers. Question number two, pricier adult sticker. Question number two, details are finally coming about the Duffer Brothers' upcoming theatrical movie. So they have set their first Paramount theatrical feature for release November 3rd, 2028. How do they know? Details about other things outside of the release date, they are slim to none. There's really nothing out there. Now, the Duffer Brothers are best known for creating which original series on Netflix that ended at the end of last year?
Stranger Things.
It was Stranger Things. As we move to question number three, Taylor Swift scoring her 15th number one on the Billboard Hot 100 as her Toy Story 5 theme song, I Knew It, I Knew You, debuted at the top of the chart. Now, she had two songs reach number one last year. I need you to name either one of them.
The Fate of Ophelia.
Yep. Opalite being the other one. Question number four. Singer Jelly Roll has reportedly filed for a divorce from his wife. TMZ reporting that the singer filed the papers at a Tennessee courthouse last month. Now, Jelly Roll serves as a judge on the Netflix revival of which iconic talent competition series?
It's America's Got Talent. It is the X Factor. It is the
way
Star
older than
Search.
That. It is Star Search.
Shoot.
It is Star Search. As we move to question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Jen. Jimmy. No, that was not live.
Oh, you know what?
It's about to get interesting up in here.
It's
not. It is, Jen. Thank you. As we move to question number five, we're going to find out if it's going to be tough or
easy breezy.
No.
So James Barker, a 40-year-old executive producer on Love Island USA, has passed away by an unexpected medical emergency while the reality show was filming in Fiji. The show is going to honor him later on tonight. New episodes of Love Island USA can be found exclusively on which streaming platform?
I don't know. Netflix. Paramount Plus. Stars.
Deep cut.
HBO Max. Hulu. Oh my God. What is it?
You're missing one fairly big one.
Oh my God. No, don't. I did not say, oh my God. What is it, Stevie?
Peacock.
Oh, yeah. Forgot that one.
Where are we at now, Stevie?
We're tied at three.
How fun. I do.
It's tiebreaker time. Closest the actual number without going over. Oh, look at that. I heard the disgust also in Susan's.
Thank you. We can bond over this. I hate it, Susan. I hate it so much.
Closest to the actual number without going over. The timer is still involved. Jen is going to be writing down her answer as Susan is giving us her answer to keep everything fair. I'm going to go back to question number three and go back to Taylor Swift. So as I mentioned, she has 15 number one songs on the Billboard Hot 100. Her very first song to hit the Billboard Hot 100 at number one was We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. How many years ago?
Oh,
how many years ago was that very way. First number one on the Billboard Hot 100? Here is your timer.
15 years ago,
Jen Tui.
I wrote down 13.
It was 14 years ago. 14
we were close,
years ago. You were both all over it, absolutely. But Jen...
I'm sorry.
Gets the win.
All right.
I know, Susan. That's all right. I'll see you around Menor.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for playing, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Susan from Menor, and I did not trump Tui.
Kristen is in Menor. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm running late to work, so I get to play the 8:30
game.
Yeah,
there we go. That's what I like to hear. Just keep running late. Work will be there. We've got a game to play.
Sure will.
All right, so whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll start this game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room.
Happy belated birthday.
Kristen.
She said happy belated birthday, by the way, Jen.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So, yeah, she has her headphones off. Couldn't hear, but I told her. So that's great. She's in the hallway. Producer Stevie joining me in studio. You're going to answer five questions to the best of your ability, trying to answer all five correctly, of course. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. When you're done, we'll bring Jen back into the room, and she answers the same five questions and see if you can win all that awesome stuff, the mug, the $50 Apex Skin gift card, and get qualified for the grand prize. So let's get to it. I was wondering what was going to happen here, what the price was going to be. I was actually off. So the very seat that Taylor Swift sat on when she and Travis Kelce took in Game 3 of the NBA Eastern Conference Playoff Finals here at Rocket Arena was up for auction for the last, I don't know, couple of weeks, and it sold for $7,000. I was guessing 10.
Close.
Wow.
$7,000.
Everybody else way less.
They were so like 1,000. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So did the Cavs win the Eastern Conference Playoff Series, yes or no?
No.
Is there any consolation that they lost to the future champs?
I feel like it's worse.
I think it is.
But it could be. It's better,
but worse. The consolation is that San Antonio blew a bigger lead than we did.
Yeah, I know. I felt so good about that, yet bad. So thank goodness. We blew, what, 22 and they blew a 29.
Like, why did they keep doing that?
I don't know.
You'd think maybe once they get lucky. Twice?
Yeah. I think sometimes it's just your year, and it really just seemed to be the next year. So hopefully our year is next year. Boy, I have said that a lot. Question number two.
Love. You're a true Clevelander.
I know.
When you say that.
I know. Born and raised into it. I can't help it. Like next year. Like right now, I feel like the Browns are going to go undefeated, and they will not.
First game probably will.
I know. Question number two. Love Island USA is taking one of its most talked about twists to theaters with season 8's Casa Amor episode taking on the big screen at selected theaters on June 22nd. So true or false question for you. The winning couple, obviously we're talking about Love Island USA. The winning couple is usually decided by a public vote. Is that true or is that false?
I wish my daughter was here. I'm going to say true.
Let's go with true. Question number three. Lizzo has earned her first diamond single with the track Truth Hurts. The Recording Industry Association of America shared the news to a post on Instagram. And, of course, Lizzo reacted in the comments appropriately with,
Exactly.
Finish this Truth Hurts song lyric. Why men great till they gotta be blank?
Oh, gosh. I'm doing terrible today, so they gotta be dad.
All right, question number four. Singer Jelly Roll has reportedly filed for divorce from his wife. TMZ reporting that he actually filed the papers at a Tennessee courthouse last month. Now, Jelly Roll is currently, I know, Jelly Roll is currently co-headlining a stadium tour alongside which hip-hop turned country singer?
Post Malone.
Question number five. You said you're doing bad. You're doing fantastic. What are you talking about? You're doing a great job. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, and I'm glad about this, has written a new original song, Along the Way. It's called for Disney's live-action Moana, performed by the live-action version Moana. Now, the film is set to hit theaters on July 10th. What award-winning Disney song from Encanto became a global hit? And it was also, of course, written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Is that We Don't Talk About Bruno?
Oh, man. It's immediately in my head. It is now immediately stuck in the head once again. Okay. We're going to see if you hit on that one and how you did with the other four questions next. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Kristen backing up. She is a mentor. how did Kristen do? I know she's trying to head to work.
Kristen got four.
Oh, wow. Four correct today.
Impressive.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Especially on Stevie's questions.
Ooh. Ooh, she's strong.
Are you saying mine are hard?
She did.
Yeah. Yes.
Question number one. The very seat Taylor Swift sat on when she and Travis Kelce took in Game 3 of the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs here at Rocket Arena. It was up for auction and it just sold. $7,000.
Jen, did you buy it?
I did not.
Did the Cavs win the Eastern Conference playoff series? Yes or no?
No.
Right. Question number two. Love Island USA is taking one of their most talked about twists to theaters with season 8's Casa Amor episode taking on the big screen at select theaters on June 22nd. True or false question for you. The winning couple, once again, obviously talking about Love Island USA, the winning couple is usually decided by a public vote. True or false?
True.
It's also true. Question number three. Lizzo has earned her first diamond single with the track Truth Hurts. The Recording Industry Association of America shared the news to a post to Instagram, and then Lizzo reacting in the comments appropriately with,
That's what Lizzo said?
Yep.
I don't know if it was that tone, but she just put A-H-H-H-H-H all capital.
I see. I would think it's more like excitement, not that.
Like what? Like what?
Terror.
Yeah, not terror. Right. I'm not doing it because you will record it and you'll play it back a lot.
Finish this Truth Hurts song lyric. Why men great till they gotta be blank?
Why men great till they gotta be great?
Yes! Why they're great till they gotta be great? Question number four. Singer Jelly Roll has reportedly filed for divorce from his wife. TMZ reports that he actually filed those papers at a Tennessee courthouse last month. Jelly Roll is currently co-headlining a stadium tour alongside which hip-hop turned country singer?
Post Malone.
It is Post Malone. As we head to question number five.
Then you got to get this one or we will have a tiebreaker.
Stevie, thank you. Always remembering.
Manuel Miranda has written a new original song. This is exciting. It's called Along the Way, and it is for Disney's live-action Moana, performed by the live-action version of Moana. The film is set to hit theaters on July 10th. Which award-winning Disney song from Encanto became a global hit, also written by Lin-Manuel Miranda?
We don't talk about Bruno?
No, no. Yes, that's it. Final totals.
Kristen 4, Jen 5.
Oh, good battle, Kristen.
Good game.
That was a good game. We hope you have a great day at work. We appreciate you listening and playing the game, but you know what you need to say, Kristen.
This is Kristen from Menor, and I did not trump Chewy.